speaking with you. There are many speakers and many, many teachers, legitimate teachers, who have come and identify self, and they, some of them will continue to play with you. Once you know the rules and the clues, it's up to you to sort out. You won't have to ask. You can demand of them that they identify self. What is their purpose? And if they fudge and hesitate one split second without answering, I come in the service of light and holy God, Creator, you just say, well, you paused there a little too long, lady. Now tell me your purpose. And anybody who dances around and refuses that, the next thing you say is, if you are of adversarial or evil input, or if you are not of Creator, holy source of light, get out of my space. They are bound to back off, but you have to do it. If you invite them in, they're going to stay with you. And some of them are going to be genuinely honorable energies wishing to share with you truth. But you have to remember that the adversary is the king of deceit. He is the prince of lies. He is the game player. Don't play with him. He usually wins unless you are extremely sophisticated. Ones think, oh, well, I'll just play this little Ouija board for a little while without clearing the space and giving demand. These energies are waiting to make their presence known and experienced through you. And the adversary will play these games. He is an imposter. And he will give you 99.9% of the truth, and then he will give you the clue that tells you he's lying. Does that make the truth invalid? No. And at some point, you must discern. And if a speaker, a teacher, gives you anything that goes outside the laws of God, for the spiritual, physical pathway back to experience with that God, they are not of God. They are misled. Or they are deliberately misleading you. You cannot just because, let's just say it's murder and the ecumenical councils of the world. International Ecumenical Council now meets and we're going to decide that murder is just fine in certain experiences. And I'm not talking about, I'm not even going to get into capital punishment nor abortion. But let us just say that the biggest thing, well, the biggest thing today is let's vote in equality for homosexuals. That's not what they're voting in. Homosexuals are already equal. If you're heterosexual, do you go out there and say, I am heterosexual and I'm having a heterosexual march down the street? No, sir. You will be arrested for having done this, and they will call it a hate crime, that you must mean that against these homosexuals or gays who want to march. I care not what a man's feelings are for another man. I care not what a woman's feelings are for another woman. I would hope that there would be deep and abiding, incredible, eternal love. There is nothing greater than friendship. What they are saying is, I demand equal respect under the law to act out in any way that I choose in homosexual behavior. Number one, it is against the laws of nature. I don't care what you do, do you see? But it is against the laws of nature. nature makes man and nature makes woman to procreate. Utilized properly, the sexual act is a gift to allow for procreation and to allow for the equal expression of love. Okay, now we have it. Well, how many practice that kind of equality in a love relationship of any kind? Usually in your society these days, it is very carelessly handled, very openly experienced, and therefore it cannot be equal in giving, because one is utilizing it for their own need, lust, joy, whatever it might be, usually at the expense of another. So I don't want to even discuss that so much as the behavior then when you have a real problem situation with something like AIDS as has come along. Because you see, even in the male semen, there is very little HIV virus. But what would be there can pass right through a condom. This is an intentional delusion to mislead children into irresponsible behavior. Why is it then so much more prevalent from males experiencing one with another that this disease is spread? Because of the methods of love relationship or activities, you are more apt to have an open injury. And then it is not necessarily transmitted via spittle or semen. It is direct into the bloodstream, do you see? So it only takes a little bit. But man is going to find that even the HIV virus is a lie. The HIV virus is a very lazy little thing that creeps within the T cell. And man dies from these side or tertiary diseases, from mutations of cells, where the immune system cannot absorb all of the mutations. Mutations are normal. And yet the virus itself, or the disease itself, as it is transmitted, mutates. So you can't find a vaccine. And yet there is a perfectly marvelous antidote, because the virus itself is created. It is a crystal device. It is a crystalline object from a DNA. And it can be specifically structured so that it creates these particular side effects. On the other hand, what you don't have, what I do, is the capability, and you do have this, of creating crystalline life forms. And I can show you how to have a DNA structure within these life forms that will unite in something like an algae, so that taken internally, it is specific like Pac-Man.
Did you say just now that you could transmit it via spittle?
Yes. It is more easily transmitted by spittle than it is through semen.
Because the medical profession states categorically that you can't.
Guess who the medical profession is?
Well, I know that, but I'm just...
We have a book over there, Dr. Randy Nossen will give it to. We have other people who prove it.
Dr. Strecker.
It's proven that it's transmitted by all bodily...
Including teardrops?
Yes, all bodily fluids.
What is so sad, you see, is it was brought into play to get rid of what they consider the undesirables.
Being
the elite, considering them undesirable, unproductive, they classify them as mouths. that have to be fed.
You're on about gay people or just... Yes.
Well, I mean, you see, it began, they want to get rid... Oh, this is Great Britain for you. I am going to make a lot of friends today. The point is, England, Great Britain, the Committee of 300 wants to have all of Africa, all of the minerals, all of the wealth, all of the natural resources of Africa. And the way to accomplish that is to get rid of the blacks. That's why it was introduced there. And then there were some Haitians working there. And then deliberately into the gay community in New York, they started doing hepatitis drugs, injections and studies, at which point, through inoculating in Africa, and this got a lot of the Haitians, the World Health Organization, under the elite sponsorship, and by the way, out of a laboratory in Germany, this was developed, a cross between a sheep Visna virus and a bovine leukemia virus. They were able to transmit this, and then they did a massive inoculation of the Africans.
World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization.
Smallpox vaccinations.
All right.
Yeah, I can clue you into all of these things. I realize
it's all written, and you do have to go.
You have a time sequence, so we'll...
Yeah, okay, but you have to get back.
Head fly back down the hill.
I debated whether or not to make this meeting, because I knew I would not get out without blowing you out. And yet, you're all mature enough in your journey that when you get the background confirmation, you won't have any trouble with it. I'm hitting you heavy because I want you to have experienced this, and then you can grow into the reality of it.
You don't need any sugar coating to get it out.
I understand.
Get it out.
And you do need to be cautious. You have to be cautious, or you will run into exactly what the Canadians sit in shock, saying, "This cannot be. We are free." No, they're not. That law was passed. You could not express anything against the Holocaust. And yet, George and Desiree went to Canada with no intention of even speaking on that subject. And they were waiting. The Zionist organizations were waiting. They totally control Canada.
Try to shut us down, hotel. Well, I'll share that with you
later. So I'm going to go.
Thank you, Commander.
I'm sorry to load you.
Okay, next time we come your place. All of us.
I like it better. Yeah. I like it better myself.
Safer.
And try to pay attention. Might very well be tonight.
Thank you. Okay.
Well,
you can come and get me tonight.
I often do. You're old friends.
Okay. You take care.
Salud. Go in peace.
Hello, Commander.
Speaking with you, there are many speakers and many, many teachers, legitimate teachers, who have come and identify self, and some of them will continue to play with you. Once you know the rules and the clues, it's up to you to sort out. You won't have to ask. You can demand of them that they identify self. What is their purpose? And if they fudge and hesitate one split second without answering, "I come in the service of light and holy God, Creator," you just say, "Well, you paused there a little too long, lady. Now tell me your purpose." And anybody who dances around and refuses that, the next thing you say is, if you are of adversarial or evil input, or if you are not of Creator, Holy Source of Light, get out of my space. They are bound to back off. But you have to do it. If you invite them in, they're going to stay with you. And some of them are going to be genuinely honorable energies wishing to share with you truth. But you have to remember that the adversary is the king of deceit. He is the prince of lies. He is the game player. Don't play with him. He usually wins unless you are extremely sophisticated. Once think, oh, well, I'll just play this little Ouija board for a little while without clearing the space and giving demand. These energies are waiting to make their presence known and experienced through you. And the adversary will play these games. He is an imposter. And he will give you 99.9% of the truth, and then he will give you the clue that tells you he's lying. Does that make the truth invalid? No. And at some point, you must discern. And if a speaker, a teacher, gives you anything that goes outside the laws of God, for the spiritual, physical pathway back to experience with that God, they are not of God. They are misled. Or they are deliberately misleading you. You cannot just be caught, let's just say it's murder, and the ecumenical councils of the world, International Ecumenical Council now meets, and we're going to decide that murder is just fine in certain experiences. And I'm not talking about, I'm not even going to get into capital punishment nor abortion. But let us just say that the biggest thing, well, the biggest thing today is let's vote in equality for homosexuals. That's not what they're voting in. Homosexuals are already equal. If you're heterosexual, do you go out there and say, I am heterosexual and I'm having a heterosexual march down the street? No, sir. You will be arrested for having done this, and they will call it a hate crime, that you must mean that against these homosexuals or gays who want to march. I care not what a man's feelings are for another man. I care not what a woman's feelings are for another woman. I would hope that there would be deep and abiding, incredible, eternal love. There is nothing greater than friendship. What they are saying is, I demand equal respect under the law to act out in any way that I choose in homosexual behavior. Number one, it is against the laws of nature. I don't care what you do, you see. But it is against the laws of nature. Nature makes man and nature makes woman to procreate. Utilize properly the sexual act is a gift to allow for procreation and to allow for the equal expression of love. Okay, now we have it. Well, how many practice that kind of equality in a love relationship of any kind? Usually in your society these days, it is very carelessly handled, very openly experienced, and therefore it cannot be equal in giving, because one is utilizing it for their own need, lust, joy, whatever it might be, usually at the expense of another. So I don't want to even discuss that so much as the behavior then when you have a real problem situation with something like AIDS. as has come along. Because, you see, even in the male semen, there is very little HIV virus. But what would be there can pass right through a condom. This is an intentional delusion to mislead children into irresponsible behavior. Why is it then so much more prevalent from males experiencing one with another that this disease is spread? Because of the methods of love relationship or activities, you are more apt to have an open injury. And then it is not necessarily transmitted via spittle or semen. It is direct into the bloodstream, do you see? So it only takes a little bit. But man is going to find that even the HIV virus is a lie. The HIV virus is a very lazy little thing that creeps within the T cell. And man dies from these side or tertiary diseases, from mutations of cells where the immune system cannot absorb all of the mutations. Mutations are normal. And yet the virus itself, or the disease itself as it is transmitted, mutates. So you can't find a vaccine. And yet there is a perfectly marvelous antidote, because the virus itself is created. It is a crystal device. It is a crystalline object from a DNA. And it can be specifically structured so that it creates these particular side effects. On the other hand, what you don't have, what I do, is the capability, and you do have this, of creating crystalline life forms. And I can show you how to have a DNA structure within these life forms that will unite in something like an algae, so that taken internally, it is specific like Pac-Man.
Did you say just now that you could transmit it by spittle?
Yes. It is more easily transmitted by spittle than it is through semen.
Because the medical profession states categorically that you can't.
Guess who the medical profession is?
Well, I know that, but I'm just...
We have a book over there, Dr. Ranignosin will give it to you. We have other people
who
prove
it.
Dr. Strecker. It's proven that it's transmitted by all bodily fluids.
Including teardrops?
Yes, all bodily fluids.
What is so sad, you see, is it was brought into play to get rid of what they consider the undesirables. The elite considering them undesirables, unproductive. They classify them as mouths that have to be fed.
You're on about gay people or just...
Yes.
Well, I mean, you see, it began, they want to get rid... Oh, this is Great Britain for you. I am going to make a lot of friends today. The point is, England, Great Britain, the Committee of 300 wants to have all of Africa, all of the minerals, all of the wealth, all of the natural resources of Africa. And the way to accomplish that is to get rid of the blacks. That's why it was introduced there. And then there were some Haitians working there. And then deliberately into the gay community in New York, they started doing hepatitis drugs, injections and studies. At which point, through inoculating in Africa, and this got a lot of the Haitians, the World Health Organization under the elite sponsorship, and by the way, out of a laboratory in Germany this was developed, a cross between a sheep Vizsla virus and a bovine leukemia virus. They were able to transmit this, and then they did a massive inoculation of the Africans.
World Health Organization.
The World Health Organization.
Pox vaccinations.
All right.
Right. Yeah, I can clue you into all of these things. I realize
it's all written, and you do have to go.
You have a time sequence, so we'll.
Yeah. Okay. We have to get back.
Head fly back down the hill.
I debated whether or not to make this meeting because I knew I would not get out without blowing you out, and yet you all. Mature enough in your journey that when you get the background confirmation, you won't have any trouble with it. I'm hitting you heavy because I want you to have experienced this, and then you can grow into the reality of it.
You don't need any sugar coating to get it out.
I understand.
Get it out.
And you do need to be cautious. You have to be cautious, or you will run into exactly what the Canadians. The Canadians sit in shock saying, this cannot be. We are free. No, they're not. That law was passed. You could not express anything against the Holocaust. And yet, George and Desiree went to Canada with no intention of even speaking on that subject. And they were waiting. The Zionist organizations were waiting. They totally control Canada.
Try to shut us down, hotel. Well, I'll share that with you.
So I'm going to go.
Thank you, Commander.
I'm sorry to load you.
Okay, next time we come your place. All of us.
I like it better. I like it better myself.
Safer.
And try to pay attention. Might very well be tonight.
Thank you. Okay. Well, you can come and get me tonight.
I often do. You're old friends.
Okay. You take care.
Salud. Go in peace.
Salud, Commander.